Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 6th, 2023, 3:30 on the clock, and you've got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our great friend, Kayla Rumbalski, Community Development Educator with Wood County Extension. Kayla, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am trying to get that down. I keep saying good morning to people. Good afternoon.
That's all right. It's a holiday week, and I have a hard time remembering what day it is, let alone what time it is.
Time is a flat circle. Yes. It doesn't matter anymore.
I've never heard that. That's a good expression. So,
Kayla, I hope that you had a good 4th. Speaking of the holidays and everything, has it been good to you?
Really good. My kiddos, who I sometimes talk about on air, are really into baseball. So we have been spending a lot of time playing ball in the backyard, going to local baseball games, and we're going to a Brewer game this weekend. So
nice.
It'll be Everett's first time in a big stadium. Yeah, we're excited.
I've been to 2 games there, and it's I got a lot of love for a lot of the parks out there. That's the most family-friendly park I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Where I could go there with my friends, my guys, and go there and have the same good time that I go there with my kids.
Right.
It's such a cool, good atmosphere. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to have fun.
I'm excited.
Those fun vibes, that good feeling, you'll be able to carry with you into Science by the River 23.
Yes.
I love this event. I can't believe we're already here.
I know.
It wasn't that long ago that the last one was.
It's true. It's coming up. We still have a couple of months. So
yeah, we got some time here.
We're not quite there yet, but we're in the planning stages. So
and as we were just talking about time being a flat circle, you want to bookmark this stuff early.
Right.
Because before you know it,
get it on your
September.
Calendar. Yeah.
So Science by the River for 2023 coming up September 30th. Real quickly, was the last Science by the River in September?
It was not. So last year it was in October. And, you know, we had beautiful fall weather the weekend before and the weekend after.
Yeah.
But the weekend of Science by the River, it was cold. It was rainy. It was not super enjoyable. I mean, it was still a great opportunity to be out by the river. Don't get me wrong. That part of it was great. But the weather was not so great.
I was really impressed with talking with people that attended the event and even talking with some of the kids that did. And while everybody did mention that, the weather, it would have been nice to have better weather, immediately following that with had a great time, or one of the kids said he learned this. And you know, so it's like typical Midwesterners, we can have a good time no matter what it is.
Right, exactly.
We've learned to do that here.
Exactly.
But it's not a bad idea to move it maybe a month early.
Right, that was our hope. We could get bad weather in September, so we're just crossing our fingers that will be set. One of the primary reasons for the change in date is that we wanted to offer something different that we haven't done before with this event, which is a river cleanup volunteering event. So this would be for families, kids 16 years of age and older, and adults, and we'll actually get out in a boat on the river right here in downtown Wisconsin Rapids and do some river cleanup.
Where did this idea come from?
So this is something that the DNR does in other communities. They've done it in Wausau a few times with school groups. But this event, Science by the River, really focuses on harnessing the power of the Wisconsin River that runs right through our community in Wisconsin Rapids, but then also several other central Wisconsin communities. And not only is it harnessing, you know, that beauty and that power, literally and figuratively, because it does lead to hydroelectric power and that kind of thing, but making sure that we're taking care of that water resource and that we're protecting it for years to come. So as we talked about it as a committee, we really thought that doing a volunteer opportunity on the river was a nice complement to the event, and we're excited to offer that this year.
Few organizations I've learned more from than UW, and having the round table of guests that we have coming in. And one of the biggest things that I learned as a city boy and as somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of experience in nature and these things is how much the world of conservation and things that you and Rachel and people do are connected, are intertwined, and how important. Now, I kind of get, even as a city boy, how important conservation is and how important the earth is. And I like breathing, so trees seem pretty cool.
Exactly.
Even I know some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the I don't think it's common knowledge how much conservation is a part of so much of these things that we do. I've learned this so much with our farmers and our ag industry, mm-hmm. and some of the biggest supporters of conservatory is our right. farming industry.
Right.
I love the combination of this. For anybody, no matter what the age, but specifically for kids, mm-hmm. the idea of kids growing up and seeing adults doing these actions.
Right.
They're more likely to do them. We have the science of that. We we know that data of that. Child sees adult do said thing. They grow up. They tend to grow up and do those things.
Right.
And this is another example of that, of showing how important it is to take care of this planet. We want it around for them. They want exactly. it around for them.
Yes.
These things all adds up. It all intertwines.
Right. Absolutely. And not only that, but from a, kids seeing their parents and seeing adults in their lives doing things mm-hmm. perspective. The other part of this event that we're really excited about and that we like to feature is the idea of STEM careers.
Yeah.
So looking at, this is, I should say, sort of disclaimer off the bat. This is an event for all ages. So we talk about kids. It's not just focused on kids. Anyone can come. But we really want to highlight some of those STEM-focused careers, some of those trade-based careers, to give kids an opportunity to see that those are options mm-hmm. For them when they, they get to the age where they're graduating from high school, maybe they're thinking about going on to some sort of post-secondary training or going right into the workforce, that they could do things like the paper industry, which mm-hmm. is still alive in our community, or hydroelectric machine mm-hmm. operators and engineers, and all of those options are available to our youth.
It's interesting, Kayla. We had Midstate in before. We were talking with Ryan from Midstate, and him and I were talking about how one of the things I always like to bring up with Midstate is they do such a great job of getting you prepared for your job to go before you even flip that tassel over and graduate. A lot of times you have a gig lined up.
Yeah.
That's a very unique situation. I feel that STEM has been that for the education system.
Right.
That it has been that groundbreaking game changer that builds kids, whether they realize it or not, builds kids for the next level. Sometimes
right.
that's high school, sometimes that's college, but whatever the next level is for them, I think that it prepares them that much better for that.
Yeah. And I think it leads to, well-rounded employees.
Yeah.
And it's important to get that experience as early as possible. So I in a past life, used to work very closely with a machining operation in Stevens Point. Mm. And it was one of those operations where he started in his garage and then it turned into a full-fledged business. And one of the things that he always said, he was a strong supporter of youth apprenticeship and those types of initiatives. And he would work with students in welding and machining and have students hate it. And mm-hmm. he would say, no, this is not, you have not failed. This is not a disappointment. This is a positive thing because you don't want to do this.
Right.
Cross it off your list. You haven't gone to school yet. You've mm-hmm. had the opportunity and now you can go move in a different direction. Or maybe you realize that you really like one specific part of it. Maybe you really like the CAD or the software-based part.
Yeah.
And so you're going to pursue that. So with this event, getting families exposed to these types of opportunities as early as possible, I think is just helpful to help help those students in our community go on to local careers in our community.
Before we get too downstream, I was working all night on that. Before we do, though, let's to maybe people out there that don't know this event, let's touch on the event, what it is to those that may not know.
Right. Thanks for bringing us back on task. We can wander.
Yeah, we can.
Upstream.
We can.
Yes, downstream.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
You set it up for me.
No, that was good.
I just stole it. But so Science by the River, it is a festival. It's part of the Wisconsin Science Festival, which happens primarily in Madison, but also across the state every mm-hmm. year at the end of October. And the whole point of the event is to celebrate science and curiosity for not only Wisconsin Rapids residents, but for residents of central Wisconsin as a whole. So this is our third year of this event. It takes place along the Wisconsin River in Wisconsin Rapids. So it goes from the farmers market area, right right there on the bridge, yeah, all the way down to Ben Hansen Park, mm-hmm, on the other end. So it's about a 2-mile stretch.
Yeah.
And excuse me, there are kind of three parts of the event this year. So there's that river cleanup. We'll be looking for volunteers to sign up for that in advance. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing that in the morning. And then from 11 to 2, there are discovery stations. So our discovery stations are hosted by organizations or clubs, groups that have a STEM-based initiative or a STEM-based focus who want to share that with the public. So you can host, organizations who are interested can host that discovery station. Many of our discovery station hosts offer some sort of interactive activity.
Yeah, yeah.
So last year we had the library, Carrie Priest, who is our children's librarian, offered a sink or float activity,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
kids. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, their science department always does something really fun. This year I think there's marshmallow catapults in store.
Ooh.
So learning that's a little
cool
bit about physics as,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
design your own catapult. And I believe that that's a take-home project as well.
Nice.
So something that people can take away from the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage families and participants to travel that trail in whatever way makes sense for them. So you can certainly walk or bike, mm-hmm, that distance. Each year we have a bike checkout station at the farmer's market and then, yeah, also over at Ben Hansen. So you can do the rental bike if you don't have your own and rent the bike and ride from one location to the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of convenient parking. So if you are someone who has mobility concerns or,
yeah,
or issues, you certainly can park along the route. And then, of course, walking it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful trail. It's a great chance to get outside and enjoy nature.
I know last year, I don't know if the previous year, but I know last year I talked to some people that they didn't necessarily interact with a lot of this stuff, but they walked the trail. They wanted to see what was going on. They wanted to,
right,
check it out and observe a lot of this. Even that can be insightful and learn some things from.
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable or don't have the time to interact with some of these, you know, stations, I encourage you to take the path, take the walk. It's always a nice walk for one.
Right. Right.
It's a great path, great that you're going to be taking, but you're going to be supporting this event as well, and that just that means just as much.
Exactly.
We have for years now talked about buying local, supporting local, and the importance of,
mm-hmm,
that. We don't get the chance very often to talk about supporting local education,
right,
and that's just as important as a local business.
Right. Yeah.
With this event, it's also free. We love that word. We,
yes,
like to mention that. We like,
mm-hmm,
but it is a free event, so keep that in mind as well. That it's something that you don't necessarily have to walk into the event. No, I got to have cash for this, or I have to, you know, do I have my card on me or whatever? You know, that's,
right,
just something to just come and bring your brain. That's what we want. We,
yeah,
want you to bring that brain of yours, that beautiful brain. One other thing I want to make sure to mention, in part because I love the name Tap Talks.
Yes, so
it's
that is
such a good name.
It is. It really is. That's the third part of the event. So for primarily the adults who are interested, we, mm-hmm, offer Tap Talks at Bee's Tap House and Two Doors Down Brewing. We don't know the Tap Talks yet,
okay,
but we will announce those as we get closer to the event. I can tell you that last year we had Tap Talks on the Wisconsin River, so,
ooh,
on the history of the Wisconsin River,
nice,
on the history of Wisconsin Rapids, kind,
cool,
of tied into that, and,
yeah,
the connection to Grand Rapids, also on the water quality and the sustainability,
mm-hmm,
that comes around water quality, mm-hmm, in the Wisconsin River. And Scott Provost from the DNR is the one who gave that Tap Talk. And Scott is just a really engaging,
he's awesome,
speaker.
Scott's great.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
definitely was really informative. And then we also had a Tap Talk being at Bee's Tap House, Two,
mm-hmm,
Doors Down,
mm-hmm,
Brewing, on the science of brewing, which is another,
nice,
thing. You know, like you think,
yeah,
about these STEM careers, but so often ag and then also, you know, production in,
mm-hmm,
terms of whether it's beer, coffee, you know, shrub, I think,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
like, or ketchup, those types of things all require science as well. So, yeah, so join us for those Tap Talks,
yeah,
for sure.
And again, those will be at Bee's Tap House.
Right.
Be sure to keep an eye out for that. We're going to be talking about this event plenty as we,
yeah,
build up to it here at the station. So we'll let you know who those speakers will be, you know, and other details about the event as we get closer to it.
So we are in the planning stages right now, as you said. You know, we'll let you know as we get closer and things are more solidified. But right now, we are looking, our goal is to double the number of Discovery stations that we had in years past.
I like that.
We really want it to be along that 2 mile trail that you can see the next station from the station you're at.
That's cool. I like that.
So that's our goal. We'll see if we get there. We're hoping that we will. And so this is my request to listeners is if you are a part of an organization that has a STEM focus and has information that you want to share, please come out and join us. It's free to be a vendor or a Discovery Station host. We just ask for your time. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun way to interact with families and a different audience maybe than you have been accustomed to in the past. So I mentioned earlier McMillan Library, the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District, the DNR will be there. They'll have their fish, their boat and their fish demo again. Gives kids a chance to see muskies up close if they don't come from a family of fishermen and fisherwomen.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of cool opportunities, but we're also looking to groups, you know, like club-based groups or lake associations. This is your chance to kind of talk about your mission and talk about what you're doing.
I know that in years past, we've had some different organizations, nonprofits, and you mentioned Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools being a part of this event. I would think if you are somebody, a vendor or anybody that or somebody that has something that along these lines, this is not only a great way to promote that and put that out there, but also for you to interact with the community. For you to be able to interact, maybe talk to people like you said that you may not always get a chance to and interact and work with them. It's a unique thing to be able to offer to people that not a lot of areas have. This event is that unique and that cool about that, where it goes with that, especially given the trails that we have here and obviously the Wisconsin River pulling right through. It all adds up to a wonderful event, a really fun time. If people want to sign up for the volunteering when it comes to the cleaning of the river, how can they do that, Kayla?
So that is not posted yet,
okay.
But you can expect to see that on the United Way's volunteer website. So United Way of Southwood and Adams County, you can sign up there. Or you can sign up right on the Science by the River webpage. And I'll give you... You know, this is the thing that James and I always talk about is how to share websites over the radio.
Yeah.
So the Science by the River webpage is actually part of the Wisconsin Science Festival webpage. So it's a very long link. So I'm going to give you the Facebook page because it's easier to find us there. So it's facebook.com/science by the river, right? Pretty easy. Or search for Science by the River and you'll see it there. And we will post, as we get closer to the event, all of the volunteer opportunities, the vendor sign up for what I was just talking about, the Discovery Station sign up will be there, as well as the Tap Talk schedule and all of the event details.
We're speaking with Kayla, community development educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin Madison Division of Extension. And Kayla, with this event going on, and we've talked about it, there's a lot of building still going on for the event itself. Are there other projects, other things that you're working on alongside this for either the future or for current, you know, coming up or anything?
Yeah. So Science by the River is kind of a unique event for Extension because it involves a couple of our staff members at Extension.
Yeah.
So myself in community development is working on it, as well as Anna James, who is our water resource
Anna's
specialist.
Awesome.
Yeah, she has a big part of this event as well. And definitely a big part of her heart for water quality and water resources. So excited to partner with her, as well as our FoodWise nutrition staff are interested in being a part of the event and have been in the past. I was just talking to Hannah, and she has accessed a a blender bike for the event. Yeah. Whoa. So she's going to be there and we'll give folks the opportunity to make their own smoothie that is pedal powered. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I think we buried the lead.
Right.
I think we should start the interview with this.
See, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that. So this event is really in terms of events, it's kind of in its infancy. So the first year it was planned by my predecessor, Rachel Whitehair. Yeah, yeah. She did an awesome job. And then she moved on to bigger and better opportunities. Last year, I came on board sort of right as we were looking into the event. So we planned it and pulled it off in about 6 weeks, which is crazy in the event planning world. And so this year we are getting an early start, and we're excited. The committee that we have that's made up of really dedicated volunteers from many of the organizations I just talked about and more are super excited to see this event grow and really become what we're viewing it as. Is we want it to be a destination event for the region, so not only for Wisconsin Rapids but for all of our surrounding communities, because there are some smaller science events and more, you know, like Mid-State, for example, or UWSP might host science events. But there's really not a Wisconsin Science Festival event in this part of the state. So we're kind of excited to grow bigger and better.
Talking with Rachel about this recently, telling her, because I told her that we're going to be talking about this and stuff, and she just got so excited and was so happy to hear that, and was talking about how, the hope was always that this event would grow and mm-hmm. get bigger and bigger, and more people would interact with it. And sure enough, that's what's happening. That is the way it's going. You have helped get it that direction and help steer it in that way. But we can't do it alone. We want you out there. We want you to be a part of this event. And I gather if you are on the fence about, well, I don't know if what we could do or what we could offer or how we apply. I think we do, but I'm not sure. It can't hurt to ask.
Right.
I mean, there's no harm, no foul.
Give me a call. You know? I'd be happy to talk through it. So we have some very basic guidelines for who we're asking to host discovery stations. You know, we ask that you have some sort of STEM focus or STEAM focus, which includes arts. So, you know, very loosely, I think a lot of organizations could fall under that. And we, like I said, we just want to grow bigger and better than ever before. And each year we plan to keep improving.
I think it's a good idea to give them an example. Like, for instance, Kayla had to turn me down. The Science of the Simpsons class that I wanted to do, I was told that is not actual science. That's just me rambling about the Simpsons. Doesn't really add up. Nobody really wants to hear that. That's an example of things that won't work. But anything else almost, you know, probably will fit.
Examples of things that would work. You know, I gave the example of the sink or float activity earlier. We have also had interest from Mid-State to feature some of their programs and showcase some of those things that students and families may not know is available. We have a stream table lined up, I think. So we'll be looking at just what happens to groundwater and rainwater and that kind of thing, and looking at that full cycle. So lots of opportunities. Or, you know, groups like Isaac Walton League, or if there's a local fishing club, or, you know, those types of groups are invited as well.
I come from a builder family, a construction family, and many of you out there, I know you build stuff. I know you may cook. You do different things like this. All of us understand how great it feels to work and to put your blood, sweat, and tears into something. The earth is the same. When you get done helping, being a volunteer, cleaning up the river or any of these things, I promise you, and I only use that word if I can back it up, you're going to feel that same feeling from the putting back into your community, doing something like that. Can't encourage you enough to volunteer for this and to be a part of Science by the River. Kayla, if people want to know more, they want to reach out to you to see if they might be a good fit for this, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so that Facebook page I mentioned earlier, so again, facebook.com/sciencebytheriver is a good way to get in touch with us. You'll find many of our contact information there for the planning committee. And then also, you're always welcome to email or call and get in touch with me directly. So my email is krombalski, that's R-O-M as in Mary, B as in boy, A-L-S-K-I, @wisc.edu.
such a good name. You got a great name. It's a pretty name. Yeah. Kayla, we always enjoy talking with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Likewise. Thank you.
Well, and more Midday Magazine. We'll wrap it up for the week tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.